This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club on FUBAR Radio.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
It's right on the nub. I say that. How are you? My name's Nick Helm.
My name's Nathaniel Metcalf.
This is Fan Club.
On FUBAR Radio, 12 to 1 p.m.
12 to 1 p.m. I didn't do a tweet today, but we've had some more fan art. Keep it rolling in.
Keep it rolling in, guys.
Just to make sure, though, it's not... It's called Nick and Nathaniel's fan club, but it's not a fan club to...
No, it's not our fan club.
It's not our fan club. We own the club.
Yeah, oh yeah.
In a way, but it's not a club that is bowing down before us.
Yeah. Do we say what is acceptable in the club though?
Yeah, we got the club rules.
Yeah.
First rule of fan club is
tell your friends about fan club.
Second rule of fan club is
please
for the love of God, tell your friends about fan club. But just so that we're aware, we don't want to eclipse the actual things that we're talking about.
No, and I feel that we've now created our own fan club.
Yeah, there's like
people are fans of.
There was something like 6 likes today on a tweet that I did about the show, and
that's fan club.
We're in danger of eclipsing the very things that we're
exactly.
fans of.
You know? I think if more than six people listen, I mean, I don't know if we've got the reach.
We're in danger of
becoming
another case of Angus Deaton presenting Have I Got News For You?
So exactly.
we don't want to eclipse the very thing that we're in honour of. Nathaniel Metcalf, I've never called you both your names before. Hello.
Hello.
What have you been a fan of this week?
What have I been a fan of this week? What have I been watching? I've been watching... Oh, I saw Bonnie and Clyde. I went to see Bonnie and Clyde the other night.
Where did you see Bonnie and Clyde?
I saw it at the Prince Charles Cinema. And they were attempting to do a thing where they were recreating a 60s cinema experience.
What, like Secret Cinema?
I think that was probably what they were going for. I don't know if it worked terribly well. They were trying a bit too hard.
Why?
I thought it was going to be
because there were bellends laughing all the way through all the special effects.
Yeah, kind of. It was a bit too fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be nice. Like I thought it was going to be all like a newsreel before it and like old trailers.
Yeah.
But it was sort of people that were kind of like just dressed up quite nice, but not uniformly, but having like usherettes. But it was a general admission, so you could sit where you liked anyway. So they'd come in and go, oh, I'll show you to your seat. And they'd get the torch, but then they'd go, just sit anywhere.
Just sit anywhere.
And they go, oh, right, okay. Maybe you should have had allocated seating. And it felt a bit like, when it was just all a bit, I get what you're trying to do, it's nice, but what I was imagining sort of eclipsed what they put on,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, sure. It's a bit of a weird film to do an interactive experience with,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it's quite a... Like, it, well, it's quite... Well, it's jollier than I remembered it being.
It's sort of like a pop art film. It's
yes,
kind
yeah.
of, it's taking some historic characters and doing something quite modern with it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's very influenced by the French New Wave, the Nouvelle Vague.
I was thinking that, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Isn't it Gene Hackman's first film role? Or one of his early film roles?
Oh, it may well, yeah. It's certainly like it's before he's a star.
Yeah. And who directed it?
It's Arthur Hill. Arthur Penn.
Arthur Penn.
Yeah.
Is Walter Hill anything to do with it? He's not, is he?
No.
No. Okay. I was just looking to see if Natalie had got us the information out. Natalie's the producer through the glass. Someone was asking me, who's Natalie that we keep talking about?
She's
glass. And what happens is when we don't know something, she'll type it up on a piece of paper. She'll type it up on a piece of paper, tie it to a pigeon, and then... she'll type it up on...
Send us a telegram.
No, it doesn't matter. It's too late, Nat.
First film was Mad Dog Cole. Mad Dog
she
Cole,
is
it really?
She's also the slowest fucking time, and she's deleted that. Right, okay.
It's like, he played a policeman. Was it really called Mad Dog Cole? Okay, so Gene Hackman's first film was a film called Mad Dog Cole in 1961, where he played a policeman.
This will be fun, actually. If any of our listeners have got any more questions about Gene Hackman...
Tallahassee 7000.
Tallahassee 7000. And then I would imagine it was Bonnie and Clyde.
Also, I just want to point out as well, that Natalie doesn't always point out our facts. It is very much not fan club that me and Nick don't know these things anyway.
Oh yeah,
this is only. I don't want to make out that we've got a link to someone who's feeding information into our ears. I'd be very. I want people to think I know this stuff, which I do in general.
I do. There's a camera on us.
You can check.
If we ever needed to prove it, it's fine. But I went to. I went to the Prince Charles Cinema this week. I went to see Mary and the Witch's Flower.
Oh, is that the animation thing?
It's an animated film. I went to see it on Sunday in the middle of the day. It's done by the people that it's based on a book, but it's done by most of the team that do all the studio Ghibli. Let's call
the whole thing off.
And I think it's it's done by that lot. I went to Prince Charles Cinema, and it's an animated film. It's a Japanese animated film. Mm-hmm. When it comes to animated films, I don't care whether they're dubbed or not. And in actual fact, I prefer them to be dubbed because they're dubbed anyway.
Right.
And a cartoon is, by its very nature, not a live performance.
No.
And but this one was subtitled. But it didn't say anywhere on the ticket that it was subtitled. And so I went to see it, and there were like a load of kids in the audience. And then they started talking in Japanese, and then the subtitles started coming up. And then that's when the mums kicked in, and they started reading out the subtitles to all the kids.
Out loud?
Yeah, for the entire film.
So you did get it dubbed in the end, people's mums.
I did get it dubbed in the end.
I think people's problems with the dubbing is often how poorly the dubbing is.
A lot of it. I mean, have you seen Howl's Moving Castle?
Yeah, have I seen it? No, it was quite good, though, wasn't it? They got, like,
Christian Bale. Billy Crystal is the thing that really stands out.
Yeah.
He does this huge performance, and you're just like, oh, no, it's the most annoying thing ever. I love Billy Crystal as well, but Billy Crystal shouting his way through Howl's Moving Castle is fucking... that's hard work. But Christian Bale, excellent job. It's very much a game of two halves. Are you enjoying the football net?
Yeah, love it. I love...
I think I'm going to get through the entire World Cup without seeing one match.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I aim for. Although I did watch Bed Knobs and Broomsticks on Sunday, which has a football sequence in it.
The same thing, mate.
Yeah.
Who won?
The Lion King guy. Not the Lion King. Is he a lion? He's a lion, isn't he?
He's a lion. He's got a crown.
Yeah, he's got a crown. I don't mean the Lion King, though.
No.
It's an alternative Disney Lion King who won.
Well, maybe it's in a connected universe.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like a vintage episode, does it?
What have you been a fan of this week, Nick?
Well, oddly enough, I've been to two gigs this week.
Two music gigs?
Two music gigs.
Oh, yeah, what have you seen?
On Wednesday, I went to see... was it Wednesday? What day is it today?
Friday.
Yeah, Friday. So Wednesday, I went to see Hollywood Vampires.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want to explain who the Hollywood Vampires are, Nick?
The Hollywood Vampires is like a supergroup band.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Alice Cooper is the lead singer.
Yeah.
And Joe Perry, who's the lead guitarist from Aerosmith,
right,
is the lead guitarist. And then... and then Johnny Depp is the other guitarist.
I don't know if it's a supergroup if one of them isn't a musician.
Well, that's it. I mean, and basically it's a tribute act to all of their friends that died from...
Yeah, so the Hollywood Vampires were like a drinking gang, right, in L.A.?
In the 70s.
In the 70s.
In the 70s, the Hollywood Vampires was a drinking gang that John Lennon and Mickey Dolenz and Keith Moon and... Well, it's like a loose gang. It's just whenever they were all together, they'd drink all night, and mm-hmm. they were called the Hollywood Vampires, apparently. Now the teetotal golf-playing Christian frontman, Alice Cooper, has decided to do a tribute to all of his dead drunk friends, which is the thing. And so he'll do like a song and he'll go, oh, this is for Jimi Hendrix. And they'll do a Jimi Hendrix song. And they'll go, oh, this is for Jim Morrison. And they'll do a song for Jim Morrison. And you go, oh, yeah, they all die. Yeah. And then they'll do, they go, oh, this one's for John Lennon. And you go, hang on, John Lennon was shot. Right? You can't, he's not part of the gang. He's not part of the gang. And then they did, this one's for David Bowie. You go, no, whoa.
They co-opt everyone in the Hollywood Vampires.
Like, anyone that's dead is like fair game. And it's kind of like, it was kind of weird. But it's just, it was absolutely, it's one of the most mental things that I've ever seen. Because it was at Wembley Arena and it was absolutely rammed. It was just rammed.
Wow.
It was like, so I go and see Alice Cooper whenever he's in the country. Mm-hmm. I go and see him as much, but I've seen him like, I don't know, 30 times in my life. And so I wasn't going to go to this because I've got the album, and I thought,
is it all covers?
It's covers with, I think they do like a intro that Christopher Lee did the voiceover for, and he wasn't really that relevant when he recorded the voiceover, but then he died, so perfect for the album.
This one's for Christopher Lee.
So they got Christopher Lee doing like this voiceover at the beginning, and then they do like a song at the beginning. I think they probably like bookend it. There's a song at the beginning, a song at the end, and I think they've got another album in the works, so they've got some more songs. It's just really weird because
the more you're saying it, though, the more I'm going, oh, I think I would have quite liked this.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I absolutely loved it. But it was it. But every 4 minutes, your brain sort of like spasms, and you just like go, I'm in a packed Wembley Arena, which is like,
yeah,
it's more packed than the last time I saw Alice Cooper as well. And it was absolutely rammed. And it's just like, I'm in an absolutely rammed Wembley Arena watching Johnny Depp do karaoke to David Bowie while Alice Cooper stands behind him with maracas. You know, it was fucking mental. And like, and Johnny Depp would come out, Johnny Depp came out at the beginning, and he was sort of like, he plays like this guitar riff, you go, And then when he finished it, he stopped and he just waved for like a minute at all the audience. He was so happy to be there. And you just think they're all getting something
but
out of it.
But that's it. But mainly Johnny Depp's getting a lot out of it, isn't he? So he gets to hang out with the people he would have hung out with in the past. He's a nostalgist, isn't he, Johnny Depp?
I think, yeah, he wanted to be. Well, he's always compared to like the modern equivalent of like Lon Chaney Jr.
Yes,
or Lon Chaney, or Bela Lugosi, or Boris Karloff, or one of those guys.
This one's for Boris Karloff.
But like Alice Cooper described him as like the man with a thousand faces. So there was like a little bit of a callback there. But it was so I guess Johnny Depp is getting to be a rock star. But then also, I was just thinking about it in terms of like, I was just thinking, why are any of them doing this? But I think that, famously, Joe Perry and Steven Tyler don't get on, and Aerosmith has split up like 7 times in the last 20 years. And you just think, okay, well, he gets to be with a sober, professional frontman, right? So he gets that out of it. And Alice Cooper has probably, I mean, his fan base probably isn't growing that much at the moment. And now he's got Johnny Depp involved.
So
you've got all these Johnny Depp fans that come along. But Johnny Depp got, like, oh man, when they did the round of applause at the end, so Alice Cooper always goes, he introduces all of his band at the end, and he goes, and playing the part of Alice Cooper tonight, me, right? So he goes around and he goes, so this is Joe Perry, right? And Joe Perry gets a round of applause, and he goes, and Johnny Depp, and everyone cheers, and then he goes, hey, where's Johnny, right? And he goes over to the side of the stage where Johnny Depp is meant to be, and Johnny Depp's not there, and he looks around, and he goes in the wings, and he brings out this really, really, really old man in a red hat, and he goes, Johnny Depp, and everyone goes, woo, and then he goes, wait, you're not Johnny, and then Johnny sort of like springs up from behind the keyboard. It's absolutely crazy. It was crazy, and then he waved at everybody. You know, like he was like at the end of a quiz show. Just
what
waving
should
and
do
waving.
Is say, and playing the part of Alice Cooper tonight, it's Carl Howman from Brushstrokes. And then you look again and go, it is Carl Howman.
What he did was, he said, because they're the vampires, yeah, they're the Hollywood vampires, it's not just Alice Cooper. What they did instead was, he said, and playing the part of Alice Cooper tonight as a vampire, me. He just said it really fast. Like he was the Micro Machines man, you know.
Well, what was the other gig, Nick?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
Both in, I imagine, huge venues. Where was Beyonce and Jay-Z playing?
That was at the London Arena. I've never been to the London Arena before. I wasn't a sceptic, but I don't know any. I know about as much Beyonce as people that aren't into Beyonce know.
Mm.
And same with Jay-Z. And fucking hell, that was a show.
I was going to say, I imagine they put on a big...
It was absolutely fucking spectacular, just absolutely amazing. Nothing quite says gangster rap like 20 musicians in matching red and fireworks.
Yeah, but I think you could do a bit more of that, can't we?
I was impressed straight away.
Yeah,
and I'm not, you know, I'm quite an emotional man, and but I'm getting better. It was a rocky couple of years.
That's fan club.
Keep it light. My eyes were sort of like watery for the entire 2.5 hours that they were on. I thought it was great.
It was overwhelming.
It was overwhelming. It was overwhelmingly big. And you go, you know, because I'm used to spectacle because, you know, Alice Cooper gets his head cut off every... He didn't do it this time because it's not an Alice Cooper show. It's a Hollywood vampire show. But this is sort of like spectacle on a you're just looking at it thinking, imagine... They had like this video that was shown and you just think, well, that's 10 million right there.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything...
What was it, Lethal Weapon? It's playing behind them.
Between us two, I know that I've been struck by lightning from above, 'cause I've been killed by love. I got a longer fall, a longer fall to take, 'cause I'm a bigger fool with a bigger heart to break. Pushed me way too far, a push became a show, and I was killed by love. Drop me off in a crowded, lonely city.
Presents
Michael Payne,
ASAP Rocky featuring the one and only Skepta, Praise the Lord. I swear down, I can just imagine that song coming out in the Shakespearean times and people just shocking out to it.
Like, the lute on it.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Come hither, the bard is here. The bard is in the village. And you play that same melody and everyone would just be... Do, 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 do. Skepta, won't you spin us a little yarn of this? It'd be fucking amazing. Like, it just, one of the, like, it's a fucking banger.
Let's try 16th century folk rock.
It's true.
Every Wednesday...
Michael Payne
from 4 PM,
Fubar
Radio,
and we're back.
We're back.
We're back in the clubhouse. I mean, it's all in. It's like a workshop. It's a rolling workshop. Fifth week. Yeah. We're still
working
Friday
it out.
And we're joined in the clubhouse today. I mean, let's go for it. Let's actually imagine that it's a clubhouse, like a little.
It is a clubhouse.
We're joined in the clubhouse. It is a wooden.
It's a wooden clubhouse.
Wooden clubhouse in a tree.
We've got a dog up there.
You've got a view of sort of estates and stuff.
You've climbed up the rope ladder.
Well, thank you.
We've let you in.
Yep.
And
you've knocked you in a
secret
knock.
Hey guys, can I play? That's what I've said.
What's the secret word?
Bottoms.
Yay.
I've got children. They talk about bottoms a lot.
Okay. Well, we're joined in the clubhouse today by Colin Holt.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hiya, gang. Oh, it's great to be here.
Come on in. Yeah. Pull up a beanbag and rummage through the tin of biscuits till you get to the penguins that have sunk to the bottom.
Oh, lovely.
Brilliant. I don't really want to be in that sort of thing. I don't think that's the sort of... We're probably in a biker's bar.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It's a cooler fang
club. It's a much cooler fang club.
Where Fang Club.
Yeah, where we're
a club for vampires.
We're like the Hollywood vampires, but more like one that's like a North London vampires.
Oh, I remember back in the day there was me, Nat Metcalf,
Colin Hull.
Vampires.
Joel Dommett never made it, but
Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
And what we'd do is, oh man, we were in a real kind of club where we used to hang out for an hour every Friday and talk about, you know,
stuff, monsters. And like,
we could do, like, when I was a kid, we used to hunt monsters.
Imaginary monsters.
That was our club. Yeah.
Were you in a monster club?
We were in a monster club. I think we were called a Ghostbusters club, and we once put up a sign outside our house saying Ghostbusters club. It put something like, "Do you fear the paranormal? Do you want to fight evil? Come and join us."
I'm imagining it then cut to Ernie Hudson.
One black kid on the street joined. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Winston Zedmore's joined. He goes, no, Ernie Hudson. good.
But it was
good
fun.
Stuff. Yeah, that sounds fun. I mean, I always tried to get a gang like that off the ground, whether it be Ghostbusters or Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, but no one was really up for it, so I often played alone.
I think one boy did turn up.
To Ghostbusters Club?
Yeah.
That you didn't know?
No, just walking past him and went, oh, is this the Ghostbusters Club?
Was he alive or was it a ghost?
No, that's a good point, actually.
Did you ever see him again?
No, he did leave. He went, this is crap.
Maybe he was a ghost.
Maybe he was
maybe
a ghost.
He was just
we should have busted him. We should have busted his paranormal ass.
Oh, I bet you'd have felt good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Once when
makes you feel good. I mean, come on, someone acknowledge it. Otherwise,
it was good. It was really good, mate. It was really good, actually.
You know that picture of a fan that we just posted where we were holding the fan and someone said, yeah, I remember. I did that on stage once and I died on my arse. It deserved it.
Wow.
That's fan club.
That's harsh. They're out of the club.
Well, you know, take it at face value, mate. Yeah.
I was once in, when I was working in Gosh, the London comic shop.
Yeah.
A little boy came in once who was dressed in a sort of Dickensian gear. Up to the counter. No. And he said, have you got any Oliver Twist comics? And I was like, no, I mean, they don't exist. And when he left, like,
there probably
anything,
was like Marvel Illustrated in the 60s or something to educate children.
Yeah, there would have
been
one. We would have had one. We didn't have it in stock.
No.
But then I had to ask people afterwards if anyone else had seen him. Because he'd been like, he's not a real boy.
Wow.
What did he just do?
You think, what
comics?
Happened there? Did he just, he just discovered Oliver Twist and he's like, I'm going to dedicate my life to this?
Yeah, well, I think
I'm going to wear the clothes.
I think there's like weird. Certain kids are probably just a little bit odd, aren't they?
Yeah.
I like the idea of like having a kid who's just.
No.
He's just into Victoriana.
Yeah, and he's just waiting for everyone to catch up with his tastes.
Yeah. But not even like steampunk or anything. Just like kind of.
No, just
old
the regular
books.
Stuff.
Like, well, maybe he just was wearing hand me downs.
From a very long time ago.
Yeah. What did you do? How many times did you meet in your club?
Ghostbusters Club? Mm. Once, I think it was. We made the picture. That took a while.
The picture was me.
It was me and Francis Murphy. And we sat in his garage and we said, right, let's do it. How are we going to stop the ghosts?
What did you come up with?
I mean, this is a long time ago. I haven't genuinely thought about it till this day.
Weeks ago.
Someone came along and they said you're doing the Ghostbusters, and I think I said, so does anyone know any ghosts or something like? Does anyone know where there are any ghosts? And I think we had a phone and we waited for it to ring and stuff like that. We weren't sure how it worked, but you know.
Had either of you experienced paranormal activity before?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I had.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I've started doing a show about my mum's insane ideas about, I think you saw me do ages ago this stuff about when she did a Ouija board. Right. Do you remember that? Right? But anyway, it's that stuff. But then I talk about how I've seen weird stuff myself once. This is genuinely true. I saw a... You don't hear about this, do you?
I saw it. Well,
sort of.
We haven't really
it's
introduced
not that
you.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, isn't it? Who is this dweeb?
We've jumped in the deep end. But
who's this
just
weird
off,
guy?
Finish off this bit of Ouija board waffle.
Very
and then we'll
quickly,
get...
once I was in... It's probably because my mum made me do Ouija boards as a kid, but I was in... And there were
that's
these,
odd, isn't it?
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it, for a start? She didn't make me do it. She didn't go, right, you're going to do a Ouija board. It was like, right, come on, let's do a Ouija board.
Oh, that's
it's
like
Christmas.
Scrabble.
It was normally Christmas. Yeah, it was like fun, you know, and then they'd you know, it would go too far and someone would get scared and it would
and
freak
would
everyone
get
out.
Some results.
Someone would get possessed.
Someone would get possessed. I think it was my mum. And she, I think she's still possessed by a sort of awful person who votes for Brexit. That's what happened. I don't understand otherwise how she'd turn into that. But no, that's harsh, isn't it? She doesn't. I don't think she listens to Fubar.
She does.
She, oh, shit.
She does. She said, Mom,
well, this is how we are going to have the conversation. This is how it starts off, you know. Mum, what's happened to you?
It's good to talk about this sort of stuff.
It
is. We're not a particularly political show. I wouldn't stress. But it does feel a very slight show with what's going on in the world, doesn't it? First thing I did this morning was looked on Twitter and went, oh, fuck you. Well, off to talk about shit for an hour.
Maybe that's what people need.
I think maybe.
Maybe, like, but is that... Yeah, I think so, because there's nothing you can do about the vast majority of it. So just do about an hour every weekend. That's what I've started, of where you look outside the fan club.
But your mum used to force you to play Ouija boards.
She used to get us to do Ouija boards. And, I mean, I'm not going to sit here. I do my whole stand-up routine, but genuinely...
No, sure.
What we did this Ouija board, and it was... my mum was like, is anybody there? And it did move, you know, yes. It was me, Uncle Keith... this is my show. Me, Uncle Keith, my brother Pete, and my auntie Leslie. Is anybody there? So yes. Fuck. And we all like, oh shit, you know, because it really, it's very scary. Have you ever done one?
No, I think I'm too scared.
Oh my god, it's scary because it really moved, and everyone's saying, no, it's not me, it's not me, it's not me. And then, you know, we're like, oh, do you... My brother went, do you mean us harm? Because he talks in a very wise way, you know. He said yes. Yeah. Said, are you murdered? I said, yes. So we're all like freaking out. I was about seven. My auntie Leslie, genuinely, she went, are you a gorilla? And it said, yes. We sort of dissipated the tension. You
I
know.
Think it's a good example of the cycle of violence as well, because a murdered gorilla then wants to murder.
Yeah. Well, in Nottingham, there is a gorilla that was shot and stuffed in Woolerton Hall, which is where they film Batman, funnily enough. It is. Yeah. So I don't know whether that is the connection. I think as a kid, I thought that's the gorilla. That's the one. You
well,
see.
I'd imagine it would be.
So when I was a little, I went through did go through a stage of seeing ghosts every now and again.
Right. So but you I set think up it the was. Club and-
We set the club and nothing happened.
But maybe that was what the ghosts needed to kind of like,
they just needed
like a
to know.
Warning shot.
Well, they just needed to know people give a shit.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. We've set up a club.
People
for
believe.
You guys.
Yeah.
Okay, just as long as you believe, we're all right. We'll just back off now, guys.
But, yeah, they gave up the ghost.
Yes.
Shall we say?
It's harder than it looks, Colin. So we're joining in the clubhouse. I'm not going to keep saying that. I'll never say clubhouse again.
Never do that.
Not on the show. But we're joined in the clubhouse. I just did it. We're joined in the clubhouse today with Colin Holt. What are you working on? You're about to go up to Edinburgh, are you?
Just for the last week, I'm doing Anna Mann's late night cheese and sex show. Cheese and sex party. Jesus. Which is everything it sounds like. It's a good fun.
You're giving away cheese?
We do give away a bit of cheese, but it's sort of part of the fun is that the cheese is just like some cheese strings and baby bell. Although
baby
we have
bells.
Some
I was going to suggest baby
Primula,
bells.
Primula, the squeezy cheese.
Yeah.
And I've used that a few times and I kind of like, who wants the cheese? You know, and I don't think anyone would. And then when I was at Macfest, a woman who was about, I don't know, she was middle-aged, you know, lady was like, me. And then she just sort of, stuck her tongue out while I squirted. I said, this is an awful, this is it's like a brilliant image. And awful moment in my life.
But it's weird when
people go
really,
for the cheese.
Really go for things, don't they?
Yeah, they really do.
Or
they just
want to
be involved.
Things.
They just want to matter. They just want to be like us.
It's nice. Yeah. I think it's nice. It shows that they appreciate. So, no, it doesn't feel like they're appreciating what you're doing. Mm. It feels like they're using you as an excuse to explore things that they're not normally allowed to do.
Yeah, like eating Primula. So she's been banned.
So, Colin, what are you a fan of?
What am I a fan of? Well, I mean, I thought the big one, but it's one of those things where people just glaze over straight away, but I know we're all into it a bit, but is my animated DC movies.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're a big fan of those, aren't you?
I bought your present, actually.
Wow.
Batman, Superman candy sticks.
With a tattoo. Do you mind if I give these to my daughter?
I'd rather you didn't.
All right, I won't. Actually, yeah, she has enough sugar anyway, but she will be very excited by the tattoo. I will put it on my head.
Candy sticks used to be what candy cigarettes used to be.
They did, yeah.
Candy cigarettes. When you find out what the tattoo is,
I'd kill for a candy cigarette right now.
Do you mind sticking it on your arm?
Or do you want me to put it on now?
No,
I could do.
No. But when you go home and you open it and you give it to your daughter and all of that stuff, stick it on her arm. That's and take a photo exciting. And send it into fan club.
I will do. I will. Batman and that's Batman and Superman. I wonder if that came out when the movie came out.
I don't think it did. It doesn't look connected on any level.
Well, I don't know. He's got those annoying sort of indentations on his costume that they do nowadays, where it's very unnecessary, sort of weird.
No, why do they do that? That's not Superman. Superman's got hexagons all over him. I don't know. I just want to see a very muscly man wearing spandex.
Yeah.
I don't know why they've never just done that. Well, they have. In a way, what would be better is getting someone to be really, really like properly like muscly and hench, and then just painting their naked skin.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Because then that would look like they would look in the comic books, right?
Yeah. Or like you've seen those makeup artists where they actually change their face with makeup, so it looks like
three dimensional
makeup.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. I think the problem is there's only like a couple of actors who are that big. I mean, that's why Arnold Schwarzenegger was so great, wasn't he? There's like Jason Momoa, but he's boring, isn't he? Can I say that?
No, I think you can say
he's
it.
He's boring, isn't he?
I'm not a man.
Did you see Justice League?
I did see Justice League.
I don't subscribe. Well, I don't know. He's not done anything that makes me... I thought Justice League was horrible.
Yeah.
I thought it was... Oh, I loved Wonder Woman. And then Justice League was just kind of like, why do all of the Justice League want to fuck Wonder Woman?
It was horrible. It was a creepy film. It was almost like, have you ever read The Boys, the Garth Ennis one?
Yeah.
Almost like that was going to. It was in that territory.
She was sexually harassed for like 2 hours, and then every reverse shot was of sort of like Bruce Wayne talking to Wonder Woman, and it'd be like the back of Bruce Wayne's head and Wonder Woman's face.
Yeah.
And then on the reverse shot, it would be Bruce Wayne's face and Wonder Woman's ass.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, why are you? And there's loads of upskirt shots. It's just
the camera's just placed on. inside her anus.
Everything.
And then you could just about make out Batman. It was beautiful.
All the good stuff that they did with Wonder Woman was sort of undone a bit.
Yeah, real shame, because that character wasn't in any way like that, was it?
No.
In the Wonder Woman.
It was an absolute travesty.
Piece of shit.
It was a horrible piece of shit.
What about this, though? I was just thinking then, when we talk about Wonder Woman and all that stuff, what about a Justice League film cast with members of Carry On?
Oh, that'd be good. Who would be who?
Sid James as Superman.
That could be. He's got to have the big.
Is this a fun game? Wonder Woman is Barbara. What? Or Joan Sims? Then it's less.
Then you've got to have.
I would say. No, it's got to be Barbara Windsor, hasn't it?
Well, no, if you've got Barbara Windsor, it would be Lois Lane, surely.
Oh, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Well, I suppose you could have
Sid James as Superman.
So
maybe Jim Dale's got to be Superman, because actually he's like the straight, boring one.
I'd have Jim Dale as Jimmy Olsen. Well, see, the
is he
one,
in Justice
he?
League? He gets murdered.
He gets murdered.
Really unceremoniously and horribly.
Yeah,
oh, by the way.
Does he get executed?
Yeah. Have you seen Batman vs. Superman?
It's a film I really liked.
Extended
cut. And then they
but that guy's Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
Jimmy Olsen
don't do that, guys.
Why are you doing that? He's like my best friend Superman, wasn't that?
Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Superman's pal, and he's executed by a sort of African drug lord. Yeah, we're going dark with this one, guys. we're really going to go there.
You only find out that it's Jimmy Olsen in the extended version. And it's kind of like that
makes
it a little
maybe.
Better. You go like, oh,
you could
like,
deny it.
Yeah. And then we buried him in an unmarked grave and pissed on his remains. It was just like it's just.
It might as well, yeah. And also, he was a baddie, wasn't he? Like a
no, he was. Was he a CIA agent?
I mean, that's shit as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Like, and then you watch like the Christopher Reeve one. He's like got a bow tie. Yeah. And sort of like, hey, Superman.
But guy, I love the Christopher Reeve Superman.
Oh, it's great. So me and my daughter watched that. Yeah, she's only three. It's too early. But I'm like, come on. I just can't wait for her to watch all the movies. She's watched Avengers. That's bad, isn't it?
I don't know, is
that naughty of me?
No, I think it's fine. You got to... But there's nothing bad in them, is there really?
Well...
Maybe not.
There's the bit with the eyeball that he takes out. But I'm like, that's funny, isn't it?
But it's because you've...
In Avengers, in the first Avengers.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? I saw that at the cinema. I've not seen it since.
There's a big dragon thing. She's all right. She loves it. She puts on a Captain America outfit and she fights invisible baddies. It's these are the glory days of my life.
I do find
it is though, isn't it?
They really are.
Have we talked about this before?
The Avengers?
Yeah, I find all of the Marvel films really kind of. I mean, I think they're all of a standard. They're all good. They're all let's just say 3 to 3.5 stars. but I never go back to watching any of them. I just they're like episodes of EastEnders where you'll just watch one and then you'll watch the next one, and or they're like, you know, $200 million TV episodes where it's just kind of like, yeah, we've watched that, and then you're waiting for the next one to come out, and then you watch the next one. Whereas
that's deliberate.
I don't rewatch Superman. I don't watch the original Superman every year.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the last time I've seen it, maybe 7 years ago. Mm. But I've got such fond memories of that.
Yeah.
That like etched in my brain. Maybe it was the time of my life that I saw it.
No, it is beautiful.
Etched in my brain. And same with
Gene Hackman.
Same with Tim Burton's Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're sort of like, and all, in a weird way, Spider-Man 2. But not to the same degree. But
the X-Men ones were really good, I thought. Yeah. The first two. Because of all the Nazi stuff.
But
I love Nazi stuff. Nazi's my
really
that's my big fan thing coming up at the end.
I can't in my brain tell the difference between any of the Marvel films. When someone I went through a checklist and I'd seen
Winter Soldier's amazing.
I can't tell the difference between that Civil War.
I have a
in my head.
Yeah, those two are quite similar.
I would say I like a more than three star films. I in general, I'd say a three star one is a poor one. I enjoy all of them, but I do have a problem sometimes.
I would say Doctor Strange is fucking hell.
That was poor.
Okay, well,
that was poor. Now, what were you thinking?
You're allowed to have odd ones. In general, I think they're all pretty good. I enjoy them.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange, Nat. Fuck off.
What I didn't get with Doctor Strange, right? Wow, all the weird stuff that happens where they make the world go upside down and all that stuff. But what was the purpose?
No, I don't know.
It didn't
know.
Serve any purpose in a fight. It's just like me fighting you and making that spin round. sign spin round.
So in the trailer, you think it's as good as Inception.
Yes.
Which is another three-star film.
Nick and Nat's Fan Club on FUBAR Radio.
That's Fan Club.
Nick Helms. Dropping some truth bombs.
So you're here to talk about the animated.
The animated ones,
Yeah,
well, that's one of the... I watch something superhero-based every day. And
do
it's
you really?
Horrible. It's actually horrible now.
Do you find it as, like, is it something to do with a moral code you have? Do you feel
no.
like there is
well,
something...
No, well, that's the thing. I think they'd probably beat the shit out of me. Just for the do you know what I mean? I don't think they'd like me.
What, the superheroes?
Yeah.
Oh. Who's your favourite?
God, I don't even know if I like any of them anymore. They're just there all the time.
Why do you watch them every day? Because you...
Because as a kid, I read them a lot, and I think it was quite a nice, safe world for me. Not that my childhood was horrific, but you know what I mean? It was kind of a bit weird because I had to do Ouija boards and stuff. So it was kind of a... and then I think they've just stuck by me through thick and thin, and now they're out there, and it's every day, like you say, there's another Marvel thing or a thing to watch. And
but you've gone
overload. You can't watch them all
yeah.
now. Overload.
You've gone... But if you watch all these...
Yeah.
So the animated movies are like... Sort of
but I think they're
DVD.
Better than most of the...
Right, yeah, yeah.
I watch them rather than a lot of the cinema films, probably.
Right, okay.
The thing about the animated films, which is similar to the comics, which is why I liked... I don't read comics anymore because I had an addiction when I was in my late teens and
you
I couldn't afford...
You understand.
I had to go cold turkey.
Yeah.
But the thing that's great about the comics
I almost
is,
bought one again the other day and I had to... I was holding my hand back.
I go into comic shops now. I go into comic shops now and I just look out of my depth. But you worked in a comic shop, didn't you?
Yes,
I used
did,
to come and visit
long,
you.
Long time.
And I would buy Alice Cooper comics and stuff like that whenever something like that came in. But I'm out of my depth. The thing about the films is when... Let's just say Christopher Nolan made... he did. He made Batman Begins and then The Dark Knight and then The Dark Knight Returns. And then you go, that's fine. But if you don't like that vision, you're stuck with it for 10 years.
Mm. Yeah.
Whereas with comic books, it's kind of like you've got, with the animated series, you've got The Brave and the Bold, you've got Batman, you've got Batman animated series, you've got Batman and Robin, and you've got loads of different kind of like variations on Batman and different, you know, you've got the campy Adam West Batman, you've got Tim Burton's Batman, you've even got there's even room in the Batman universe for a Joel Schumacher Batman.
Yeah.
Well, though it's awful, but I mean, there is room for
Batman
that.
And Robin is the only one my daughter can watch because
course,
the others are just horrific, aren't they? Really,
sure.
When you think about that'll be all right, and then it's like the Joker like fries someone alive or someone, you know.
But I guess that's the thing about it now that it's actually the most child-friendly Batman film,
and it's quite good.
What, Batman and Robin?
Yeah, it's not obviously
it's terrible,
but I can see they're going for this '60s when you have to watch it every day, because she watches things for about a month every day, you know, she'll something will become the one, and then it's like, and the look of it is amazing. It's like being in a sort of nightclub in the 60s or something.
Yeah,
well, and that's not enough, obviously, but it is. I can see what he's doing now.
Yeah,
I can actually go, oh, okay, I see what you're trying to
do. Oh,
I'm
sure that's exactly what it was. He was trying to do like a sort of modern version of the Adam West TV show, right?
Yeah, literally.
I'm not sure he
but
was.
George, the problem was George Clooney played it completely straight and.
No, he didn't.
As
he
George Clooney,
like a smug cunt. A fucking,
well, he just well, but he just didn't like have a character at all, did he?
I hate. Oh,
it's kind of funny.
But then it's weird. Like what we're talking about.
I think
earlier,
Arnie's improvising a lot as well.
I don't think he improvised at all.
There's one bit where he goes. Sorry, there's one bit where he goes. Yes, kill them, yes. Destroy everything. That's got to be an improv. No one wrote that line.
Sure.
No one wrote, yes, kill them, yes.
Do you think that's just someone like waving the finger, like, keep going.
I've got it, wait, do it again. Here I go.
I really like.
Yes!
I really like when he comes out to the roof and he goes, what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! And he doesn't even pause.
Yeah.
It's a set-up punchline, mate, come on. Well, it's interesting what we were saying earlier about costumes. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you were saying, like, it's like the, you know, mustiest guy. And they just put him in a huge suit of armor.
Yes.
And you don't get to see any of his beautiful physique.
There's that weird stuff, though, where he's in, like, he's got his base, which is like in a fridge. And he's got like this sexy lady who's hey, Mr. Freeze, why don't you? Why are you always giving me the cold shoulder? And he's like, leave me alone. But smoking a big cigar, and you could tell he's probably, you know.
He should be eating like a Zoom, shouldn't he?
It's a silver cigar, isn't it? Because they've painted everything silver.
It's. Maybe, yeah, maybe. I think maybe.
In my head, it's a silver
cigar. It's weird.
And then someone comes in and they go, hey, boss, and he shoots him in his gun and goes, I hate it when people talk to you.
That's exactly what.
But what the movie beautiful. That he's watching is footage of his dead wife.
Yeah. Has he got popcorn? He should have popcorn. I watched the video of my wife dying when I eat the popcorn. But, oh, beautiful, beautiful movie. And he's got like big polar bear slippers. And I think all that's amazing. Now I think because I see it through her eyes, and she's like, "Mr. Freeze is the funniest thing.
Right.
He's hilarious. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's really scary. He's like, I think she prefers him to Batman and Robin. I think he's like, she's like, I want to be Mr. Freeze.
And it's as a comedian, she probably prefers him to you.
Possibly, yeah.
That's tough. That's tough.
I do try my stuff out on her, and she's like.
No. More ice puns, mate.
Yeah,
more
ice
puns.
Yeah. Stop going on about your mum. It's weird.
When you go
You're
back
39.
And, when you go back and watch the Tim Burton Batman, though, I think that's, you know, at the time it's like, oh, it's very dark. But when you actually watch it now, you know, there's stuff like the skeleton thing where he electrocutes a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that it's got a lot more in common with the Adam West Batman when you watch it now.
It's quite panto-y almost.
It's
huge.
That's what my wife said. It's quite panto-y. Yes, it is, isn't it? Very much so.
Mm.
But yeah, it did feel like, at the time, like it was something, oh, it's super dark.
But with Prince.
Yes.
Like Prince doesn't make it dark for a start,
the bit
does
when
it?
They dance to Prince. Clarence!
Yeah.
It's just sort of
and Bob the Goon.
Bob the Goon.
Because you could get a Bob the Goon toy.
You could. I think Bob the Goon.
Well, the Goon is in lots of stuff,
like,
though, isn't he? He's in. What's
actor.
He in? He's in Conan the Destroyer.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Conan's sidekick in Conan the Destroyer.
Well, Schwarzenegger films was another thing I'm happy to, very happy to talk about.
We haven't and really.
We haven't
really
actually touched on the
animated Batman.
Okay.
I get every animated Batman film when it comes out.
You've seen them all.
I haven't seen Batman Ninja.
I've given up on the recent ones a bit because all those.
They're getting shit.
The Bruce Timm stuff is like beautiful, isn't it? My daughter's now into Justice League. And did you watch the whole Justice League Unlimited series?
I didn't watch Justice League
Unlimited. It ends. I cry in the last episode. Have you seen it?
Is that the one where they all.
Where the Flash has to run fast to beat Brainiac Luthor?
Oh,
it sounds terrible.
No,
but he has to run so fast to like. And he goes. And they've all been beaten, and Flash is like, you know, it's kind of like, you're the only one who can save him. And he's the kind of geek, do you know what I mean? He's the. The comedian of the group, if you will, and
sure.
He runs super fast, and you see like the pyramids going past him, and the Eiffel Tower. It's always the pyramids and the Eiffel Tower, isn't it? And he goes so fast, and then runs, punches him a billion times, and then disappears, and he's gone. And he says, and he's ran too fast.
Maybe he disappeared up his own ass.
Well, that'd be awful. At one point he gets him in court as he's running. Whoa! He just becomes this ball. Oh my god. And then he explodes. And it's just like meat all over Luthor.
Maybe
and he goes,
nah,
I'm not having this. Yeah.
No, that's what happens. But it makes me cry, man. Yeah, that's weird. Is that weird? It makes me cry. You can understand that,
really,
can't you?
Really,
my daughter was like, "Don't cry, Dad. This is awful."
No, I get.
Dad, stop crying.
I cried when I read the book of DC, The New Frontier. I find it incredibly moving.
Is that because
moving.
He died, Darren?
No, it's all the stuff where it has
the writer, the author.
Well, I do. I find that very moving because I was a huge fan of Darwin Cook. Cartoonist who did a series DC, The New Frontier, which I did an animated movie of as well, which is pretty good.
It's all right.
It's fine, but I don't. It's fine, but the thing that's great about the book is the actual illustrations.
Oh,
and that never translates to the actual.
It doesn't, does it? Really?
The screen. I don't understand why, because they're cheap. I think they're getting cheaper.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
The Batman Harley Quinn.
They're just knocking
awful,
them out now, aren't they?
And the Killing Joke was kind of, they made loads of really sort of sacrilegious changes to that, where you just think, it's a small book.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's why they've had to expand
just
it.
Don't
just go
make
back
it, basically.
And read the book.
But it's so weird. It's like also, a whole other story about Batgirl. What is it? She's there's this crime lord who's obsessed with her. And he's stalking her.
Yeah.
But it comes off as, have you not seen it? Oh, it's horrible. It's like really nasty and sort of, and then she ends up shagging Batman on a rooftop.
Yeah.
And it's really hot. It's like, you know, when you were about 12 and you watch a bit of Japanese stuff, like someone's giving you, well, it happened to me once. And you're like, what's this?
Too much.
It's like,
it's beyond what
I'm really. Yeah.
And they changed the Joker thing, the Joker attack.
When he shoots her?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just fucking weird, isn't it?
It's horrible.
Nasty piece. It's a nasty piece of work.
It's not. It isn't. Yeah, and the original, it really is quite a nasty.
The original
book.
Is nasty enough.
But
yeah,
it's
it really
got.
Is.
But it's got.
Mark Hamill.
Profundity to it, hasn't it? It's the original. Oh, and also Kevin Conroy, who's great as Batman.
Yeah.
But in that one, did you notice his voice now sounds
old?
Like he's about 90. Yeah.
Well, he is older.
He's just getting late.
But he's. I mean, Kevin Conroy is my Batman.
Oh yeah.
And Mark Hamill's my Joker.
And we do that. Mm.
And
Batman animated series from the 90s is one of the best TV shows, I think.
I think it's the. I mean, I used to cry at that because I'd watch an episode of that and I would shake with emotion because I wanted to be Batman so much.
Oh.
I mean, I was too old. I was too old.
Does part
to
of you
have
still think
reaction.
You might be?
Yeah.
When we saw Avengers, I had this moment where I went, "Oh shit, that's where I'm going wrong." Part of me still thinks I'm going to get to play Iron Man.
I think I do.
And
Chris.
I was like, "Stop doing that now. Move on."
I'm not an actor. I've never trained to be an actor. Never like had great ambitions to be an actor. But sometimes I find myself going, "Do you know what? I don't think they're ever going to ask me to be James Bond."
Oh,
and you think
I don't mean act him.
Oh, right. Oh, you mean be him.
I wanted to be Batman.
Okay.
I didn't want to pretend to be Batman.
To lose your parents as a kid for all that.
It'd be worth every fucking bullet.
No one's saying he can't go out and kill a criminal. You can still do it, Nick.
All right. Okay, cool. No, that takes a bit of the pressure off getting older. That's good. The other thing about there was the Dark Knight. It was Dark Knight Returns, isn't it?
Dark Knight Rises is the Christopher Nolan one.
Dark Knight Returns.
Which is really boring, I don't know.
Anyway. Dark Knight Rises. What a way to end a trilogy. Fucking hell. I'll make them not want another one. The Dark Knight Returns is voiced by Peter Weller.
Great.
And you think, in theory, you think it's great, but when you listen to it, it's just like, it's RoboCop, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. RoboCop, that's a good film.
That's top 10.
That's top 10, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's top 10 material.
Films of Paul Verhoeven. I'd happily talk about that.
I went to see him do a talk.
Can I bring that into the fan club? You went to see Paul Verhoeven?
Yeah, do a talk at BFI. Talked about Jesus, because he was bringing out his Jesus book. It was just before, what was the last book? L.
Is he a believer of Jesus?
No, he believes...
A Christian,
that,
I believe
he believes that a man called Jesus... It's a really controversial book.
Right.
It's about basically a lot of his
black?
Stuff got taken out of context. But he doesn't believe that he was the son of God. He believes there was a man called Jesus. And he's looking at the life of Christ through historical facts.
Right.
From a historical point of view.
Okay.
And it's just like, if there was a guy and he wasn't the son of God and he did a thing. It's quite an interesting concept. Not read the book. I did buy it for a friend, though. So I have spent the money on
it. So it's just saying, there probably was Jesus, but he probably wasn't the son of God.
He says there's a lot. He's trying to find...
Because I read recently that now they don't even think that. They don't even think there was a Jesus.
They don't even think there was a Shakespeare, do they?
Unless...
Maybe one day they were saying there wasn't even a me. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not saying never quite, say that. I'm not quite up there yet. But
no, but these are.
I've heard a couple of radio series.
I think someone you know will unearth a Fringe guide, and they'll be. Yeah. No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
He never existed. people just created this idea of this guy who did like sort of characters and then a bit of stand-up.
I don't think that whether Jesus Christ really existed or not is suitable fodder. For fan club, we haven't really even.
Also, I've just seen what the time is.
We haven't really broached the subject of Batman.
I've got 49 things to talk about.
I'm going to play a song now because I'm legally required to. But this is your favourite song.
Oh, lovely!
What is it?
At the minute, it's called "It's What's Chasing You" by Marlon Williams.
I'm not familiar with it.
And we're back for the final section of the show. But we've ran over time.
Yeah, talking about Batman cartoons.
Damn you, Batman!
It wasn't. It was fucking Ghostbusters Club that did it.
Shit.
It's fine. It's fine. These things happen.
It's truth.
Let's just rattle through this last bit.
Yeah.
So, what's your favourite TV show?
Right now, or Wild Wild Country? I like that. I enjoyed
which
that.
Is where
can
that
we talk
came
about that?
From.
Which is where that music came from? Yes, that's the.
Have you finished Wild?
Yes, I have finished it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. I thought you liked it,
I did
but you
like
preferred
it.
Evil Genius.
I did prefer. Well, I watched Evil Genius first, and then I went back and watched Wild Wild Country, and I thought it's very sprawling, isn't it? And it didn't provide a lot of answers. You have to kind of like. I don't like things that are so vague, and I thought Evil Genius kind of like. Had a more gripping story, although I do think it's kind of misery porn, isn't it?
It is a bit, isn't it? And she's very mentally ill, you know. And it and they talk about that, and they talk about that.
Yeah,
you're kind of watching someone being bipolar for fun.
But I found,
but it is fun.
Wild Country really. It's just so sad. A lot of it was so sad and distressing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a great.
But pretty fun. I mean, I liked it for the characters because you know I do characters.
Yes.
But they just I love those sort of weird deflated people now in their 50s and 60s who were once these young hippies and stuff, but they've... I like the guy who's writing the book now, and he's got those sort of glasses that characters normally, like Dave Earle's characters, always sure, wear those and yes, things yes. like that, you know. And he's got that kind of, I just believe that the... I mean, he didn't have that voice, but he might as well have done, because he's American, but he's like, I just believe the Bhagwan was the centre of the universe. Do you know what I mean? Just sort of say these, like, insane quotes, but in a very banal kind of, wherever he went, his presence brought love. You know, just kind of, I love that kind of thing. And the main woman, Sheila, incredible. Terrifying.
Yeah, really.
She was more scary than Evil Genius one, I thought, the way...
Well,
when she poisons a town with salmonella,
fucking unbelievable, just crazy.
The bit I really loved is when she goes, "I don't really like meditation. I don't really bother with that. People can do it if they want." I'm like, that's the whole thing is based around meditation, and it's like you've admitted you don't actually care about it. You just want power and control of other people. It's basically about a cult who
right.
takes over an area in America. And they clash with the locals.
And based on a real thing?
No, it is a documentary.
It's a documentary.
It's like a six-part.
It's a documentary.
Oh, sorry, I've missed
it. Oh, yeah, and Evil Genius is a documentary as well.
But
Evil Genius is the thing that's based on the... Not based on, it's a true thing.
It is true,
and they
yeah.
made the comedy film 30 minutes or less based on it, starring Jesse Eisenberg and Danny McBride.
Oh.
And it was based on the same thing. And
I haven't
just
seen
like,
that.
Go, you fucking sick dickheads. Do you know what I mean? You're making kind of like a knockabout comedy based on
Is it funny?
No, it's awful. I watched on a plane.
I was kind of thinking of doing the same thing.
So, really quickly.
Fair enough. Yes.
Who's your favourite actor?
Max von Sydow.
Okay.
That's fan club.
Is that all you need?
That's fan club. We've got just enough time to play a quick
Howell.
Game of Better or Worse.
Okay.
Great.
Better or Worse, by the way, is the game where I show you a series of cards, Colin.
Yep.
And you have to say whether the next person is better or worse than the person on the card before.
Okay.
But... you earn points based on... It's entirely based on my own opinion about who is better or who is worse. Okay.
Hurry up.
Olivia Colman. Is Olivia Colman better or worse than Elton John?
Better.
She is better. Is Elton John better or worse than Nicholas Lyndhurst?
Worse.
It was
Elton John.
Elton John. He's better. Better than Elton John. Is Noel Edmonds better or worse than Nicholas Lyndhurst?
Worse.
He is worse. Is... Piers Morgan, better or worse?
Worse.
Worse, he's worse. Is Anton Dubek better or worse?
You don't have to go this fast.
I don't really know who he is.
He's on Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, worse.
I think he's better than Piers
Morgan.
Okay,
fine.
Is Anton Dubek better or worse than the American Elvis, Cliff Richard?
the English
better.
Elvis.
The English Elvis.
Worse. Better. Better.
He's better.
Is he better or worse than the American Elvis? Elvis!
Correct! Is he better or worse than the American Elvis? Elvis!
Much worse.
He is much worse. Is Elvis better or worse than Father Christmas?
Better.
Oh, I think he's got to be worse than Father Christmas.
Nah.
He's
Elvis? Elvis could dress up as Father Christmas.
All right.
Christmas can't dress up as Elvis.
Okay, I'll hand it to you. Elvis is better than Santa Claus, Father Christmas. But is Father Christmas better or worse than James Brown?
Worse.
Father Christmas is
I've said
worse.
It.
I think Father Christmas is better than James Brown.
To me.
It's all based on my own opinion.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. So how much am I like Nat is the question.
Well, sort of. You just have to guess. It's a flawed...
It's a good game.
It's a flawed premise.
Do I win?
Yes.
So
we're all winners.
So, Jack Barry got five. Four.
Four.
Okay.
Hayley Campbell got seven.
Brett Goldstein also got seven.
Yasmin Akram got...
Five.
Fucking hell, Yasmin. But we don't know what you got. We'll tot it up next week.
Okay.
And,
we'll put you on the leaderboard.
You need to put it through the computer, don't you?
Yeah, we need to sort of like...
You need to do the algorithms on that.
It's
definitely.
My one job during that game, and I have not done it once. I'm just so excited to be here. What's your favourite Max von Sydow? Sydow, let's call that... what's your favourite?
Well, I had to think of an actor, and I went for him because I really like Ingmar Bergman films.
Oh, I do too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell
oh, great.
You what I saw recently, The Touch. Have you seen
seen that one.
That's a good one.
What's The Touch?
It's got Elliot Gould and Max von Sydow in it. And it was Elliot Gould went over and he did sort of like the. It's about wife.
It's in Sweden though, is it?
Yeah, it's about wife swapping and stuff like that. It's it was fucking great.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
If I'd have seen it at home on DVD, I wouldn't have got 10 minutes into it. But because I was forced to sit through it in the cinema without my phone on, I did it. I'm a big fan of switching my phone off.
Definitely. That's great when that happens, isn't it?
Thank you for coming in, Colin. Sorry we barely scratched the surface.
It's my fault. I'm a chatterbox.
Sorry when you said that your favourite actor was Max von Sydow, I came out with an anecdote about it. That's the end of another episode. See you later.
Roll on thunder, shine on lightning. The days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the winds blow colder. Well, some go wiser, you just grew older. Well, you never listened anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye, goodbye. We've all come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, all of us are glad you're gone. If I could live my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'll wind up burning too. Love yourself as you love no other. Be no man's fool and be no man's brother. We're all born to die alone, you know that's the hell of it. Life's a game where they're bound to beat you, and time's a trick they can turn to cheat you. And we only waste it anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye, goodbye. We've all come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. Though your music lingers on, well, all of us are glad you're gone.